It's likely consumers are going to be paying more for turkey this year than they did last year. David Sparks, Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham, says turkey producers have been gradually reducing production over the last few years because output was growing faster than demand. And so this year's stock of frozen turkeys, as we started November, 17% smaller than last year. And so
we're seeing these tight supplies leading to higher wholesale prices.
Back at the end of September, the prices that grocery stores pay were the highest on record, $1.44 a pound on average. And that's wholesale. However,
the retailer doesn't necessarily fully pass on the higher wholesale prices. Thanksgiving is obviously a time when there is a lot of featuring of turkeys. They may treat turkeys in some cases as what we refer to as a loss leader, where they will actually sell it for a lower price than they paid for to encourage people to come into the stores and buy things like stuffing and sweet potatoes and the usual fixings that one tends to find at Thanksgiving time.
With that in mind, Shale Shagham has scanned some of the advertised grocery store specials on turkey across the country, and here's what he found.
If we just look at the frozen hen turkey that we track, the featuring price as of the week of the 29th of October through the 4th of November, those stores that are offering featuring are offering it an average price of about $1.15 a pound, compared to about 99 cents a pound last year.
So turkeys, like everything else, going up. Produced by the Ag Information Network.